Let's start over. I'm not going to say that. Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Unemployed Podcast. Hello. Welcome. I appreciate all of my two subscribers here. Thank you so much. It's great to see you once again, and I'm very grateful for the position I am in. And who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be? Anyway, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say at the beginning. I'm running out of things to say at the beginning, you know? Oh, you like my hoodie? All it's missing is a... Wait. It's cold. Hold on. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. All I'm missing now is a puka shell necklace. Let's start this episode up. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Unemployed Podcast with your boy. Thank you for tuning in once again. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, where the pilgrims rape and pillage the Indians. Or that's the story that everybody says. Who knows, you know? This is what happened. They always focus on one tidbit of history, don't they? They don't talk about how there's Indians that were cannibals and eating each other, huh? There's always the civilized. It's like how you have New York and then Florida. You know, people can believe that, but they'll believe, nah, all the Indians were good. Sometimes there's outliers. There's people that, there's bad people. There's bad examples of how society is supposed to be ran. Okay. And that's okay. Also, you know what? It's the past. That's why the past is there. You have to learn from the past. Just learn from the past. Move on. Stop getting angry about stuff. It's over. You know? So, happy Thanksgiving. Whatever that means to you. If it means having food with your family, then happy Thanksgiving. What'd y'all eat for Thanksgiving, you know? Did anybody play that... by Shirley Caesar. Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, yams, chicken. That's so much food, you know? Thanksgiving has so much food. And conveniently, stores skip out on, skip this holiday, you know? We'll have the turkeys in the freezer aisle and everything out, but we're going to skip right over that. We're in the toy section. We're going to get the toy section real stocked. We're going to get the Christmas decoration place real stocked, because Turkey Day is not profitable. Can we at least have like one shelf with the pilgrim hats and the Native American chief hats? You know? I want a Native American chief hat and a pilgrim hat. I was going to go get one. I don't know where they are because they're scared. It's okay. The pilgrim hats are for me. I remember I wore a pilgrim hat in kindergarten, and no one had an issue. But a lot of people didn't have an issue with a lot of things in the 2000s, didn't they? Scary Movie came out that time, too, so I don't think anybody really cared. Scary Movie is insane, right? I remember there was that clip that was like, Toshiba, where she saw the little Japanese boy from The Grudge. And she was just happened to be saying like brands and stuff, you know? She was just saying brands like, oh, Toshiba, Suzuki Toshiba. And I was like, bro. And I, bro, when I was younger, I was like, what the? When I was younger, I was like, oh, they're speaking Japanese, right? And that's, and now that I'm older and they show me that clip, I'm like, wait, what? This is racist. Anyway. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Anyway. I don't know how to transition into any of my things, you know? Megan Thee Stallion. Is she even in the news? Let's see what's trending about Megan Thee Stallion now. Does she has that one song where she's shaking her butt cheeks some in some art form or some way or form, you know? Megan Thee Stallion. Let's see. Megan Jovan Ruth Pete. That's actually a good name, bro. She really thought of a good name. Megan Thee Stallion. It just rolls off the tongue real good. Savage. Sweetest Pie. SG. Cognac Queen. Tina Snow. Is that her? Who knows? Anyway, let's see what's trending with her now. Megan Thee Stallion pitches hot girl style Olympics in Paris Games promo. Of course. Everything's hot girl. Everything's, what else? Savage, Cobra, you know, like Ungrateful with Key Glock. And then Cobra, official visualizer. So she has a new song and has a promo for the Olympics, whatever. But I really wanted to talk about that this tweet that says, RIP Whitney Houston, you would have loved Megan Thee Stallion. And I feel like she wouldn't, though, right? I feel like she wouldn't like Megan Thee Stallion. But the clips that people show is her screaming. But guess who she is satted next to? Her previous man, Bobby. Bobby, wasn't Bobby Flay? Bobby. What's his last name? Bobby from the New Edition. Yeah, Bobby from New Edition. I don't know his what's his name? Bobby. I don't remember. But yeah, she's always, whenever they show those screaming clips, she's sitting next to Bobby, which means, sadly, it is coked out Whitney we are talking about. So coked out, they're using examples of coked out Whitney to show that they would love Megan Thee Stallion. And they're also showing clips of Whitney Houston screaming, saying that Megan Thee Stallion would like a screaming woman with her. And it's not just, it's not just some screaming woman, it's Whitney Houston screaming. So I guess like, oh, wow, Whitney Houston screaming. But I feel like I've seen clips that Whitney Houston coked out and not coked out are two different people, right? I think they're two different people. I don't think that Whitney Houston not on coke is as aggressive, you know? Coke makes you aggressive, but also helps you get some work done. And didn't some hits come out of that? She sniffed a little something and then I came out, bro. She said, and I did a line and then We'll Always Love You came on the back of that, little rock. I was just thinking about previously, a previous episode with Judge Joe Mathis, bro. Hilarious. I want to see that clip again, bro. Can I see that clip again, please? Hilarious. That clip is hilarious. Judge Joe Mathis, bro, it's a whole Judge Joe Mathis crackhead. Cracked friendship. Oh, it didn't come up. Okay, let's see.
Rumor said, yeah.
I object, Your Honor.
You object to the room?
From jump, it's retarded, bro. She's saying I object in civil court where there's no lawyer. You don't even need a lawyer in civil court. But she's just saying I object, Your Honor. He's like, what you objected to? I love this clip. Go. Start it again.
Rumor said, yeah.
I object, Your Honor.
You object to the rumor or you object to being the crackhead?
To being a crackhead.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't think you are now. You no. used to be, maybe?
Never. Never.
Maybe a little bit at a time?
Never. Never.
One rock?
Never.
Half.
Tried it one time.
Ah, I knew I had. I knew I had something going on. I can smell it. I can smell it. Anybody coming here having used crack, I can smell it. I smell a little crack in you. Might have been 30 years.
I smell a little crack in you. You got a little crack in you. I smell that. Smell like crack. You smell that? I smell a hot spoon. Bro, I love that clip. It's just so. Dang, from since she object, bro. Since she objected, right as soon as she objected, I was like, huh, she is a crackhead, isn't she? I object in civil court, Your Honor. I object, Your Honor. What are you objecting to? Wait, run it again, bro. I'm so annoying. I'm so sorry, y'all. But run it again.
Is it go?
Run
I
it
object,
again.
Object, Your Honor.
You object to the rumor or you object to being the crackhead?
To being a crackhead.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't think you are now. You no. used to be, maybe?
Never. Never.
Maybe a little bit at a time?
Never. Never.
One rock?
Never.
Half?
Tried it. One time.
Ah, you are half. I knew I had something going on. I can smell it. I can smell
it. You can smell it. You can't smell it. You can see it. This woman looks crazy. I've never been a crackhead. I tried it one time. It's like she's some kind of goddamn crypt keeper. She's like Schmeagle. I tried crack one time. And he's like, gotcha. Gotcha, you were a crackhead. I could smell the crackhead on you. Anyway, enough. I'm so sorry. Who was I talking about? I was talking about Whitney Houston. I'm sorry. Whitney Houston, RIP. You would have loved Meg Thee Stallion, you know? As people think, but I don't know. I feel like if Whitney went down a different path, she wouldn't be immersed with these degenerate foes, you know? These degenerate individuals. So, yeah, man. Whitney Houston, cracked up Whitney Houston would have loved. Sorry. In her words, I apologize. I keep saying crack. It's cocaine. I'm sorry. In the words of Whitney Houston, crack is for poor people. I'm rich. So, yes, cocaine. Cocaine Whitney would have loved Megan Thee Stallion. But if she went down a different path, I kid you not, she probably wouldn't be on that. Oh, so sad. She was so respectable. Such a respectable woman then, you know. But that's the music industry. Honestly, you have about like 3 albums. You have 3 albums till you start doing, people start making you do crack and shit. Or cocaine. Sorry, Whitney. And then, you know, that's when the drugs start coming around. When the drugs start coming around, that's when you know, that's when you reach ultimate fame, honestly. ultimate fame. You're in your ultimate, like you know how like Dragon Ball Z has like Super Saiyan? That's like your Super Saiyan stardom era. You sniff a line, you're like, whoa, these ideas are coming to me so quickly and so fast. I have ideas for my fourth album. And you're like, well, you went off the deep end. Anyway, speaking of drugs, my boy Arnie has a little message for my drug users.
Your father, Emery, wrote, he said, the times I struck a woman with passion.
Because after dinner, everyone ought to have a cigar. I know now the next question. Knowing you, being the interviewer that you are, digging in deep all the time, you will say now, what does your wife think about that? Let me ask you something. What is she going to say? I can smoke stogies around her. I can smoke stogies in my house because I'm a stud. I'm ballsy. I don't take no shit from anyone. I smoke my stogie anywhere I want. I don't have to find a hideout place like you. Because after
what
dinner, everyone...
Whoa, this guy is an asshole, huh? What an asshole. I don't have to sneak around the corner. I don't have to sneak. I can't do a good Arnold Schwarzenegger, but... Get to the chopper now! That's all I can say. I can't say it like him. When he says it, he says it in his German accent. It's so baller. Austrian accent, same thing, but okay, sorry. But German accent, bro? Hilarious. Are we still like? Are we still trying to figure out what his last name means? What's his last name mean? Because last time I checked, it says black. Because Schwartz means black, and then Neger means we know what Neger means. There was a video of a German person breaking it down. He said that's what it means. Wait, let's Google that. Ah, good old Reddit. r/nostupidquestions. This sounds like a account I want to stay on. Hold on. If Schwartz means black in German, does this mean Arnold Schwarzenegger's last name means ... You know. They said, no, it means he had an ancestor from Schwarzenegger. The etymology has nothing to do with the word Neger. Okay. No, it means someone located from Schwarzenegger in Austria. Oh, okay. Nope, the latter part of his name comes from a German word meaning corner. The ethnic slur you may have noticed a similarity to is from Spanish, the Spanish word for black. As Spanish is a Romance language, its colors are different from German. Okay, all right. All right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you got out of that one. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you got out of that one. But watch your back, man. Watch your back. Because we're watching you. We're watching you. You say one slur, and your last name means this. We're going to ask questions all over again, all right? r/nostupidquestions. Okay, let's see. What does natural diversity that isn't forced look like to people who don't like wokeness in movies? What does natural diversity that isn't forced look like to people who don't like wokeness? And oh, I kind of like that question. Okay. I feel a lot of posts about how movies are pandering and forcing diversity. What does natural diversity look like? What are examples of forced diversity and what could be done differently? Okay. Let's see what people think about that. Predator will always be my example of diversity in a cast without it feeling like pandering. White guys, black guys, Native American, and a South American woman, and an alien. So another, why don't you just write a Mexican? that's bad. That's a bad joke. But yeah, Predator had a German guy, and then he's like, "Yo, man, there's an alien." I'm doing a impersonation of a black guy as a black guy. How far we've come as a nation. Anyway, white guys, black guys, a Native American, and a South American woman. I remember that movie slapping. I didn't even think about the diversity until you pointed it out. So I guess that's absolutely correct. Facts. Yeah. I have to say also, May get shot down for this. I love Prey, the newer movie in the Predator franchise. It's set way back with the story focusing on Native Americans having a fight with the Predator, and the diversity is natural. It's the Predator movie I've seen since the original. Okay. It needs to be noted. This is an interesting question. So this one's really, really long. Okay. So no. Okay. Let's see what other not stupid questions I have. Pink Panthers. Pink Panthers uses GarageBand. Awesome. Is it abusive to make a 7-year-old child stand up all day? Is he being a little fucking brat? Then no, it's not. When I was 7, I was with a foster care. Oh, well, when it's foster care, it makes it a bit weird. When I was 7, I was with a foster care who made me stand up from 6 to 8 at night. 6 a.m. to 8 at night without sitting down at all, even for my meals. Well, that was the punishing tactics back then. She could have just slapped your ass. But then that's abuse. But you telling you to stand all day isn't abuse. Were you being a little fucking brat is the question? Without sitting, even for my meals, I had to stand. Okay. I know very well that it was very embarrassing, but I've always wondered whether it would be classified as abuse. I'm filing a report against her, but don't want to add it if it won't be counted as important. Okay. Absolutely. At the very least, it's traumatic. Everything's so fucking traumatic to these people. They've been in war, you know? After that one day, how long did you sit down after? Did you sit down forever after that? Like, are you still standing now? Like, dang, that shit is not traumatic. Is it abuse? Questionable. Is it traumatic? No. Grow up. Man, my childhood was fucked. Yeah, pretty much. I was thinking about that for me, too. My childhood was ridiculous. I don't want to out my parents or anything. But yeah, there's been some shit. They're great parents. They're great parents. There's just, everybody has some shit. You are having children and bringing them into your life. If your lives are chaotic, you're not really changing it for them. You only change the minute so they get to have food on the table and stuff. But you're still you. You're still you. You guys are still the two people that you were before you had the children. You know? So. You know? So it's you're bound to be a psychotic mess when you have the children. Nothing changed. All right, next stupid question. A stupid question. Sorry, next not stupid question because it's r/no stupid questions. Why do women not look at the toilet seat before sitting down? Black man Batman, you get a medal for the day. You get a medal for the day. I always think about this, but I did not know this r/no stupid questions existed. But you get a medal for the day. Bro. Bro, why do women not look at the toilet seat before sitting down? Let's see. This confuses us. Confuses me. Sorry. I didn't write the question. I'm sorry. I apologize. This confuses me. I've never heard of a man complain about it, which is why I'm only talking to the women. I've heard so many chicks talking about needing the toilet seat to be down because otherwise they will not check, assume the seat is down, and sit down on the lid or rim instead of the seat. I can't speak for every man in the world, but in my 29 years of life, I have never sat down on the toilet seat without looking, bro. I always look. I look. I can't. Oh, you already said that. Even if it's in the middle of the night, I use my phone torch, British, such a British person, phone torch, or turn on the light in another room or something. Turn on the bathroom light. What the hell? Turn on the bathroom light. Just sitting down without knowing where you're parking your ass is bizarre to me. Facts. And guess who else is bizarre too? Every fucking man in the goddamn world. So why is it? Let's see. What women? Okay. What women? Let's see what the women have to say. Please, only women answer this, please. No guys be like, yeah, because she's a dumbass. It's like, shut up, bro. We want the real answer. We're not trying to bash women. We just want the answer. It happened to me a few times as a kid where I didn't look before, but never as an adult. In my apartment, we kept the lid down because we have cats who will open the bathroom door, so it's really not an issue. Men and women should be putting the seat lid down when you're using the toilet before flushing. That way, both parties are responsible for it, and it's more sanitary. Facts. That being said, I also don't understand why you would sit down without confirming that the toilet seat is in the proper configuration to be sat down. Thanks, robot. Why are you speaking like that? The vast majority of women I've heard complain about it having sat down, half asleep in the middle of the night, and plunked into the toilet bowl. Many people wouldn't remember to check in those circumstances. I've never checked whether the seat is down because I've either been living on my own, okay, so literally nobody would have raised the seat, staying with my parents where my mom and I are the only ones who use the bathroom toilet. Also, in my entire life, I've only lived with one man, and I can't remember a single time he left the toilet seat up. That's true. Not something I really care about. What I do care about is if you pee on the floor, facts, in front of the toilet and leave it there, because that's where my feet go. Who's peeing on the floor out here? Anyway, still didn't answer the question. I'm pissed. Dang. Anyway, how are people affording 600K houses with 7% loans today? You know what they do? They get the fuck off Reddit. That's what they do. You're on Reddit asking it. Get off Reddit and find out where the money's at, homie. Find out where the money's at. Find out where the money's at, and then you'll be, you could be maybe not a 600K, maybe 50K, you know? Unless if it's a house, you know? There's not 50K apartments. You can get you a 50K house. Anyway, why is it acceptable for Japan to be racist towards immigrants? Because you're not a Japanese person. Simple as that, right? In many countries, the vision is if immigrants come, you're either welcoming with them or you're a racist. And while that's a bit extremist, most people have zero issue with illegal immigrants of good people. Illegal immigration of good people. But Japan actively prevents you from finding a good apartment, pushes you away from many, many jobs, forbids you from getting into locals and bars. Doesn't make sense. Some people actively get away from you on the train if possible, and they mostly don't want their kids to marry foreigners in the future. And we're attacking America for being racist. Look at Japan. Why is it so normalized there to dislike a non-Japanese person? It's going to depend on the region, guys. This is the comments answering the question, by the way. It's going to depend on the region. I know an American who walked the Kumano Kodo pilgrimage route and was treated like the other pilgrims, then visited Zama near the American Army base and had to repeatedly and patiently explain, I am not an Army soldier. I am a student here to learn. And very gradually their attitude would soften from xenophobic hate to mild contempt. Ugh, yuck. I did a good chunk of Shikoyu 88 temple pilgrimage, and people I met were incredibly nice, young and old. Everyone was great. I've been to Japan a half a dozen times, usually staying over a month each time, and I can count the number of negative experiences I've had on one hand, and they were all very mild. It's an awesome country to visit. Not sure I'd want to work there, though, given what I've heard about the work culture from my Japanese friends. And we all know what that, where, honestly, their job should just be in that forest. The game end forest. I'm gonna say for YouTube, it's called the game end forest, not the SUICIDE forest. But yeah, people, they should just put office chairs in that forest, you know, because they say a lot of people just, you know, because of the work culture there. Damn, they're really. That's why you go to Korea. Korea. 안녕하세요. Je inmin Gerald. Gerald inmida. It seems nicer. I don't know. You know, it's not a K-drama over there. So just take everything with a grain of salt. Oh, Japan's racist. Take that with a grain of salt. Also, you're not Japanese, you know? This is America. America, if you say, what's an American look like? We have every culture in America. Every culture. You can get any type of food you want in America. In New York and California and all the places that have a bunch of people in it, a bunch of different cultures in it. Maybe in Milwaukee where it's mostly like, I don't know. I don't even know because I didn't go out there. I need to take a trip to some of these countries that people are like, it's racist, you know? It's racist. There's no, you know? I need to go over there and just check it out. And usually the racist countries are the ones with the lowest taxes. So guess what? Oh, guess where I'm going? Hey, shut up, you N-word. Hey, man, you can call me that. My taxes are real low. In Japan, being Japanese is treated more of an ethnicity than a nationality. It's something you're born with and you can't become it, just like how white people can't become black. I'm not saying it's right, but that's how they view the topic. Koreans are the same way. Dang. China seems to be the same in the outside, but if you act Chinese, they will know you're Chinese. What does that mean? China seems to be the same way in the outside. What does that mean? That's an oxymoron because you can't be in the outside. On the outside, I think they mean. But if you act Chinese, they will know you're Chinese. For some homogenous cultures, it's probably more about acting a certain way rather than looking a certain way. Look, China. I'm Chinese. 你好吗? 你好吗,帅哥? I'm Chinese. Look. Can I be one of you now? Can I be you now? Does China have like good like anyway, enough stupid questions. And I mean not stupid questions, sorry. Enough not stupid questions. Unless they have a good one. What's the nicest thing another Redditor has done for you? Another Redditor? I paid $14 for a body wash bar. Is it just a bar of soap? That is a good question. Can animals get high, drunk, trip, etc.? Let's see if anybody answered that. Yep, the exact way they are affected depends on the drug and the type of animal, but it can definitely happen. There are even some drugs that only affect certain species. They, like how catnip affects cats. Oh, okay. I mean, it's called catnip. Is it rude to allow your child to play audible videos in a restaurant? It's rude for anybody to play that, honestly. Okay, enough questions. Sorry. So.
Your father, Emery, wrote, he said, the times I...
So, anyway. Anyway, yeah. So, actually, I'm going to go to that Reddit again. That was good. I like that Reddit. No stupid questions. Maybe go and check in, see what some dumbasses. This should just be like a Reddit show at this point, honestly. I love Reddit. I don't go on it usually. I'm just starting to figure out about Reddit. Reddit's like some nerdy stuff. I guess I'm nerdy, you know? But also at the same time, like, I don't know much about Reddit. But since doing this podcast, I actually love Reddit. They have so many, there's so many communities in there. No stupid questions. What was the other one? No, the one with the stories that were probably fake, hopefully fake, but they seem crazy. All of them are too intricate. They're just too good. Like, no one lives that good of a story filled life. Sometimes it's just monotony. Anyway, Pierce Morgan and Andy were talking again. Pierce Morgan and Andy had another interview. What are they on about? Oh, first of all, do people even care about Andrew Tate anymore? Like, no one cares about him anymore, right? Like, if you hear his name, do you get viscerally mad anymore? Who is he? You know, he's not even really in the limelight anymore. I mean, they banned the shit out of him, so he can't be. But and they kind of can't really ban him though. They can't shut him up. So what do? They slander his name, and you know the tactics. They Me Too'd him, you know, and now they're trying to put him out of existence in every case they can. But the thing that they're ignoring is he's fucking hilarious. This man is hilarious. Why are people mad at him? What are you mad about? It's all a joke. No, I mean, it's not all a joke, but he's hilarious. They put him in prison and all he did was joke around. He's joking. Anyway, him and his brother have a good dichotomy together. So it worked out that he could be in there and laugh and joke with someone, but you know, he's hilarious.
Why did they put you guys in the same cell together?
Because they bugged our cell. Me and Tristan instantly knew. I was like, hello. He's like, oh, hi, how are you? I was like, good, good. And I was like, and then I said to Tristan, they bugged this cell. Let's prove it. So we talked about assets in Ireland. And then we saw it on the news. Investigation expanded to Ireland. So we had to kind of develop sign language in the cell. We didn't talk very much. So then we started talking about Ricky Tan, the crime boss from Hong Kong. And what we were doing is describing the plot of Rush Hour 2. We're describing Rush Hour 2. They go, I have an idea. Let's take Andrew out. Let's take him for an interview at Decal, and let's waste his time so we can install the bugs, and then we'll bring him back, and the next day we'll put Tristan in, and this is our plan. And then Carly, crime boss,
Rush Hour.
And then when they find out it's a fucking movie, they hate me. It's personal.
And how confident are you that things are tapped here?
I've had a team from Sweden come, and they spent about 4 days going through everything.
Sure.
But they didn't find it. But I still pretend it is.
Now, why would they not wiretap this place?
Their spying limit by law was exceeded.
When BBC came, somebody's watching everything they're doing.
If they want to hear about Ricky Tang's crime lord, I can tell them all about it, because Carter and Lee's going to get it under control.
Why did
Carter and Lee, bro?
Your father, that's hilarious.
Bro, you don't understand how hilarious that is. They're in a dire situation in their life. In their life. This is immense importance. And life changing. Even though, you know, he has life changing money. And he can sit in that cell, and him and his brother can joke around and say and explain the plot for Rush Hour 2 with Ricky Tan. Bro, I fucking love Rush Hour 2. Ricky Tan. Okay, are you Ricky Tan? Oh, Ricky Tan. He just like, I remember that. Can I watch that clip or am I going to get demonetized, bro? That's so annoying. I love Rush Hour 2. When he just like, bro, I'm going to just pull it up. I love that scene. I'm not going to watch it for too long, you know, because I don't want to get
your father.
Ricky Tan. True TV. Oh, yeah. I mean, True TV is a crime thing. Shit. Wait, there's a song called Ricky Tan from someone? That's hilarious. This came out in 2001. That's beautiful. Wow, that's good movies, bro. 2001 is good movies.
Hey, jump down. I need everybody to get up. Bitch, right this now. For you. Clap your motherfucking hands, man. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive.
Oh, wow, I hate that. I hated that. Anyway, let's go. Let's see this.
Ricky.
Ricky Tan.
Ricky Tan.
Ricky Tan.
Get up, dog. Let's go. Come on. I've been looking for you everywhere. Let's go.
I'm busy at the moment.
Ricky, did you hear what I just said? I'm busy too now. Get on your feet. Get up. Get on your feet.
I know you. You are Lee's American friend, right?
No. I'm Lee's new muscle. And don't let this robe fool you. This is the only color they had left. Now I said get up. Hang on.
It's an absolute gift. It's a gift to be, to just be speaking and be that funny, honestly. I love Chris Tucker. Ricky Tan, get up. Me and Lee been looking all over for you. So Southern, you know? Ricky Tan. Oh, wow, Ricky Tan. I just love the way he says Ricky Tan. But Ricky Tan, honestly, I think I went through a phase where I was just, after seeing that Rush Hour 2 for the first time and him talk to Ricky Tan, I was saying like, Ricky Tan, Ricky Tan. Hey, yo, Ricky Tan. I wish my name was Ricky Tan. That's such a fucking Hong Kong name. Hong Kong loves... I gotta put this up. Hong Kong loves, like, the American names. He loves putting, like, the American names with the Chinese last name. How many Susan? There's so many fucking. How many Grace Kims are there? You know, that's Korean, but you know, it's the same concept. It's Grace Kim. What other name? There's other names. I don't remember. Not Willie. Chinese girls use a name that starts with a W all the time. I don't remember. Anyway, but. Yeah, bro. Ricky Tan's the shit. Anyway, the Pierce Morgan and Andrew interview.
He said, the times I struck a woman in passion, I never left a mark, no trace.
You ever struck a woman in passion, Pierce? A little spank.
Let's keep this above board. Andrew tweeted last year, my dad was a chess genius, my mother was a dinner lady. Cleaned the house and was largely quiet.
I will look back and say my mother was an absolutely wonderful mother. I had 3 square meals a day, raised on a council estate, on state benefits. All my friends were selling drugs and breaking into cars. I was down at the kickboxing gym every single day for 50 pounds after 8 weeks training. I think kickboxing is largely responsible for keeping me from ever doing anything illegal. My mother was a wonderful mother.
Your father, Emery, wrote, he said, the times I...
Honestly, Tristan answers very respectfully. As you'll see in these next few clips, Andrew gets very angry. He gets very angry being asked simple questions. And it becomes pure comedy at a certain point.
15 cars, 6 properties, 20 diamond watches, gold bars, cash, land, every single bank account, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
What was the total value of everything they seized?
16, 17 million.
You come out of prison, you've got no ability to access any of your assets. How have you been functioning financially since then?
I believe in prayer and I trust in God.
But prayer doesn't pay the bill.
God has been paying my bills so far, it seems. It's amazing how far faith can take you. It's often when you have absolutely nothing left, people turn to faith, but you should turn to faith first and you should believe in God when things are good and that he will be there when times are bad. 15.
Oh, that's a bar. That's a bar. That's a bar. People want God to be a magician. He's not a magician. He's not a genie. But if you're there when in the bad times, you're like, hey man, hey God, yeah, times are great right now. Times are great. So what's up, yo? I love you, God. And then times are bad, he'll be there again, you know. But then you're like, ah, I'm gonna live my life. Yeah, God, get away. And then times are bad. Hey God, where you at? You didn't care about him when you were living life, living good. Why do you care now? Anyway.
You cried. You shed tears in your cell?
There were tears that ran down my face, but I did not cry.
I mean, that's crying. What was the cell like?
It was in the winter, so the cockroaches were not...
There were tears that ran down my face, but I was not crying. This man is... honestly peculiar. What the hell? He can't show one semblance of unmasculinity. I don't know what the adverse for not being masculine is, but yeah, he can't not show any sign of weakness at any point in time in his life. Let's start over.
15.
You cried. You shed tears in your cell?
There were tears that ran down my face, but I did not cry.
I mean, that's crying.
There were tears that ran down my face.
It was in the winter, so the cockroaches were not too bad. There was no yard time. It was 24 hours a day, locked in a single room, 3 or 4 steps large, and you do nothing but stare at the wall. It was also during Ramadan, so I didn't have to eat so much, which was helpful because of the situation.
I mean, that's a pretty grim scenario for anyone.
Life's grim.
Did you get emotional?
I think men are hyper-emotional. We just have to control it.
But you cried.
Why did they put you guys in the same cell together?
Okay, because I
they
think that's all the clips I got. I can't find the other ones. Obviously, there's 15 million of them.
The times I struck.
But, you know, I'm sifting through these all day. So, but yeah, man, if you want to be mad at Andy, go ahead, be mad at him. Who cares? You know, misogynist, whatever you want to call him. I'm here for the funny. Okay, if you're funny, I'm there. I'm listening. Oh, but he said he fucking probably raped. There's no evidence. We don't know. A lot of people looking for internet justice rather than real justice. The justice system has da da da. I mean, all I'm saying is the news is showing you what it wants to show you. That's all I'm saying. The news is showing you what it wants to show you. Okay? If you want to be mad about about things, watch the news. You'll be angry all day. I'm not here for it to be angry. I'm here to be happy. I'm here to laugh. All right. Just for a little bit, because, you know, the overarching goal is not to be happy all the time. It's just to, you know. Anyway. Anyway. I think I'm done. All right. I think I'm done. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm surprised. I'm honestly surprised I went 50 minutes with this. Okay. And with all the editing, I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm surprised I went 50 minutes. But guys, 99 next week and then 100. Then 100. So let's get to it. Okay, let's get to it. We're gonna finish this out with a bang, hopefully. All right, I have things planned, but the plans are only plans because they haven't been enacted yet, so they're just plans. But yeah, we appreciate you for tuning in. We'll see you next week if I can ever so muster up the courage and strength to do another week. Deuces. Okay.